With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lac des Flambeaux tribe is one of several tribal nations in Wisconsin warning its members about immigration and customs enforcement. As WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, they say it's a precautionary measure.
The Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Council announced on January 30th that there's been no reported incidents involving immigration and customs enforcement on its reservation. Still, Tribal Council is urging tribal members to take precautions. Araya Breedlove is the Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Public Relations Director.
I think it was a really overwhelming week last week, and just so many different rumors and stuff like that. So it was a way to not only calm our members saying, hey, there's no incidents, but let's just stay cautious.
The concerns with ICE stem from reports in the Southwest of Native Americans encountering ICE officers. In a letter to President Trump, Democrat U.S. lawmakers from Arizona, New Mexico, and California call for ICE to stop harassing Native Americans and violating tribal sovereignty.
Anyone reading the news knows that our Native relatives down south are really dealing heavily with this issue. It was just a way to reassure our members that we're staying on top of it and we're advocating for their safety.
Lac des Flambeaux is encouraging tribal members to carry multiple forms of ID and know their rights, including the right to remain silent and request legal representation if approached by an ICE officer. Breedlove says they're also encouraging people to report any enforcement that seems questionable or unlawful to tribal police.
We'd rather be safe than sorry.
Other tribal nations in Wisconsin have been sharing similar messages with their tribal members. Stockbridge Muncie Tribal Council put out a press release asking all tribal members to prepare for the possibility of being stopped and questioned, and again encouraging tribal members to keep a tribal, state, or federal ID with them at all times. Ho-Chunk Nation is waiving the fee for tribal IDs for tribal members and is looking at creating a program to reimburse tribal members who get a passport, citing it as the country's most valid form of real ID and U.S. citizenship. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A snowmobile crash in Forest County killed a man over the weekend. The Wisconsin DNR says the crash happened in the town of Nashville Saturday. The man was traveling on Crane Lake and struck some small trees and the shoreline embankment. The DNR says alcohol was a factor in the crash. The Wisconsin DNR reports 4 snowmobile deaths in the state since the middle of January. 3 involved riders on frozen water bodies. Minocqua is getting ready for a big weekend of winter fun. In less than a week, ice rinks on Lake Minocqua will become a stage for some of the best pond hockey players in the country and even the world as they visit the island city to have some fun and play some hockey. American Pond Hockey is set to return to Minocqua for its 3rd year. Founder Will Jeffrey.
To be frank, it's a lot of work. It's a ton of work. We've been out here keeping it clear like this for the public since early December when the ice first froze.
While the event is centered around the hockey tournament, it's become a winter celebration for the entire community. Jeffrey says they're intentionally keeping the tournament smaller, but he's excited to see the community aspect of the event growing.
We're intentionally keeping this kind of a boutique-y, targeted demographic, the hockey specific. What's growing is the community involvement, and that's what really makes it special. So that's how it's growing, and we hope it keeps growing like that. We'd love for this to be a winter festival weekend.
There's winter fun for everyone, including music, food, drinks, a curling rink, and several drawings and contests. It's all taking place on the shores of Lake Minocqua on February 7th and 8th, and admission is free. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. President Donald Trump's approach to tariffs creates some uncertainty, and one expert says consumers should be prepared. Mike Moen reports.
Going into this week, prospects were raised about the U.S. imposing tariffs on goods from countries like Canada and Mexico. Those plans were paused for a month, but Ernie Tedeschi with the Budget Lab at Yale University says people should expect more of this rhetoric and know how to protect their wallets. If tariffs against Canada come back into play, the ripple effect on household budgets could be noticed in certain ways, especially in this part of the U.S.
We import a great deal of crude oil and natural gas from Canada, particularly in the Midwest. There's a heating bill effect. There's also a gasoline price effect.
And a significant percentage of fruits and vegetables come from Mexico, but he cautions against stockpiling them because they'll likely expire before they're eaten, wasting your money. Groups like AARP say one way to prepare for these impacts is to find deals on dining out, with restaurants offering more discounts these days. Lumber imports could become more expensive with added pressure to rebuild homes lost in the Los Angeles wildfires. Tedeschi says if you're considering a home renovation project, that's something to keep in mind. He adds if you feel you can't hold off on a big-ticket purchase, like an appliance, there still could be wiggle room in the short term.
Electronics stores, for example, get through their non-tariff stock before they get to the tariff stock.
Meaning those prices might not escalate as quickly under a rapidly changing trade war if the local company had a big inventory ahead of time. For those durable goods, he says it's all about doing the research to make sure the financial sting isn't so bad. Cars are another example.
Even if you think you're buying an American brand, remember that a lot of American brands are assembled in Mexico and Canada and would be subject to tariffs, or at least some parts of them would be subject to tariffs.
And while pauses were announced for Canada and Mexico, new tariffs for China were on the table this week. I'm Mike Moen.
A Wausau man was arrested last Saturday after he was found outside naked in Lincoln County. The 46-year-old appeared in court Monday, 2 days after investigators found him walking along State Highway 107 near the Rock Island Resort without clothes. Officers noted he appeared to be highly intoxicated. Deputies tried to detain him, but he resisted. After a struggle, they managed to get him on the ground and arrest him. He was taken to a nearby hospital for medical clearance before being booked into the Lincoln County Jail. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.